Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and what a pleasure it is to be here at Host City. Thank you very, very much for inviting me to speak about what is now my chosen specialist subject, the Birmingham 2022 Commonwealth Games. It's already hard to believe that it's 3 months since the end of the Games, but as I reflect on what was an unforgettable summer, like many people here in Birmingham, I am still feeling the glow, and the Games are still a prominent topic of conversation here in the city of Birmingham. And I'm filled with two overwhelming emotions, pride and excitement. Pride because the 11 days at the start of August, Birmingham was in the spotlight like never before. And excitement because I know that hosting the 2022 edition of the Commonwealth Games is just the start of Birmingham. The opportunity to change our image both nationally and internationally and to draw in further investment to the city. And I'm sure I don't need to tell anyone in the city of Glasgow about the huge difference that hosting such a major sporting event can make. The 2014 Games in Glasgow were a huge success, helping to transform the city for the better. And in Birmingham, we took inspiration from Glasgow and from the Manchester Games back in 2002. Both of those editions of the Games, both Manchester and Glasgow, fueled my personal ambition for Birmingham to host the Commonwealth Games, and they set the standard, not just for the event that we ended up hosting ourselves, but also for the legacy ambitions that we set ourselves from the Games. Now, originally, of course, we launched a process to bid for the 2026 Commonwealth Games. But of course, eventually, Durban, the hosts that were allocated the 22nd edition in 2022, they pulled out in 2017. And so we ended up stepping in to host the Games in 2022. And of course, there was one key factor in all of that that we had to contend with, that no other host city has had to face. And that was that we had around half of the time to prepare for the Games than would ordinarily have happened. Now, when that took place and when we stepped in place of Durban, I was of course told that we were taking a huge risk, that there wasn't really enough time to prepare for such a huge event like the Commonwealth Games. And I was even told that we couldn't afford the Games and that we shouldn't be therefore putting the city forward as a host. Well, I think as we saw this summer, the truth is that Birmingham really could not afford not to host the Games, because we grabbed the opportunity that the Games presented with both hands. And if I was to say so myself, we absolutely smashed the event. And you can see from this slide some of the exciting images from the Games, including the iconic image from the opening ceremony of the Birmingham Ball, which aroused huge, huge interest during the 11 days of the event. We put it on display in the centre of the city so people could go and get their photographs taken with it. I say that we absolutely smashed it, but the truth is, shouting about our achievements is a very un-Birmingham thing to do. We tend as a people to be very self-effacing, but something genuinely changed this summer. And I hope that everyone in the audience would agree that the people, communities and businesses of Birmingham brilliantly rose to the challenge, and that together we hosted an unforgettable festival of sport, culture, hospitality and sheer unbridled joy. And again, see some of that in this particular slide. Of course, I loved every single minute of it, and I don't mind admitting that, like so many people, and no doubt this has been the case elsewhere in the Commonwealth, in hosting the Commonwealth Games, I was very sad when the event and the Games themselves came to an end. But there was also a reason to be excited at the end of the Games, because I know that hosting the Games was just the start of what I've described as a golden decade of opportunity for the people, communities and businesses of Birmingham and the wider region. I was always very clear that hosting the Commonwealth Games is about so much more than just the 11 days of outstanding world-class sport. And on the eve of the Games themselves, there's a huge crowd gathered in the city centre for the Queen's Baton Relay. I restated my ambition that in the years to come, people will say that the Birmingham 2022 Commonwealth Games was the moment when Birmingham and the perception of Birmingham changed for the better. And you can see on this particular slide some of the images of Birmingham that people would not really be familiar with unless they have visited the city very, very recently. So I'm confident that this change will most definitely be the case. And as we move on to legacy, our challenge is to use the fantastic fortnight of the Games as a springboard for bigger things in the future. Birmingham has never known a spotlight quite like the one we enjoyed this summer. And it really does feel like the people are seeing our city and region in a very different light. We're determined to build on that. And through the business and tourism programme that we hosted during the Games, we're cementing that positive image of Birmingham to drive the long-term economic and social benefits across both the city and the region. And this three-year programme focuses on tourism, trade and investment, as we set out to show the world that this is a globally sought-after location to visit, invest and live in. And we're already seeing the results. 157% of the programme target for inward investment projects was achieved in 2021-2022. That investment has created almost nine times as many jobs as we're aiming for. And for the current financial year, 403 inward investment jobs were created by June 2022. So that was in anticipation of the Games taking place here in Birmingham. And there'll be much more to come, because before, during and after the Games, we've engaged with investors and partners through dozens of events, workshops and sales missions, developing new relationships and plenty of leads. This isn't just about Birmingham business investment, though. Birmingham 2022 massively enhanced our growing reputation as a destination city. And I think the secret is now out, that the rest of the world is now catching up on what we have known for some time, that Birmingham is an amazing city with something for everyone, great bars, restaurants, shops, and of course, a warm, friendly, welcoming people. Outdated notions of our city are just that, outdated. And more people are now starting to discover the Birmingham I know and love. Again, the results so far are extremely encouraging, with perception surveys showing increased awareness and interest in the region as a destination of choice across the primary business and tourism programme target markets of India, Canada and Australia. For the Games, we sold a record 1.5 million tickets, and the whole city came alive as we welcomed some 5 million plus visitors into Birmingham. That number, that 5 million figure, exceeded our best ever Christmas visitor number by over 500,000. So it really was a significant thing from the city. And those visitors, many from right across the Commonwealth, came into the city centre of Birmingham for a party that will live long in the memory of both the citizens of Birmingham and our visitors. And I'm confident many of our summer visitors will be back, because they experienced at first hand our warm, friendly city and its region. They experienced it as a world-class destination for business and leisure tourism, with award-winning museums and galleries, world-class cultural institutions and festivals, major sporting events, of course, family-friendly attractions, amazing parks and scenic waterways, one image of which you can see in this slide. Those that weren't lucky enough to come to Birmingham for the Games were still given a taste of our city thanks to some outstanding media coverage. Positive images of Birmingham were beamed across the world, and the coverage told people and businesses across the UK and indeed across the whole of the Commonwealth that Birmingham is very much a city on the up. Even before the Games, over 1,000 media articles had reached over 700 million people worldwide, and the coverage that went into overdrive during the Games themselves. That media coverage is already having a positive impact, with the number of people actively considering visiting up by 22 percentage points in Australia and 21 percentage points in India, two of the countries that we've particularly targeted. So, what next? Well, as the world has seen, this is a city and a region that stages world-class events as well as anywhere in the world, and our thoughts are already turning to more for the future. Through the Business and Tourism Programme, we've already secured 10 conferences and sporting events, including the Commonwealth Esports Championships, the International Ceramics Conference, and the International Working Group World Conference on Women and Sport for 2026. The world's largest gathering of experts on gender equity in sport and physical activity. And the positive impact does not end there. The Commonwealth Games are central to everything we are looking to achieve, and we've made sure that the people, communities, and businesses of this city region can share in the rewards. The benefits for the people of Birmingham include an investment package of almost £1 billion for new homes, better public transport, upgraded infrastructure, and world-class public realm. Local or regional suppliers secured games contracts worth over £300 million. And through our capital projects, we've created or safeguarded almost 900 jobs, provided 105 apprenticeships, and upskilled almost 1,700 people. A total of 12 legacy programmes have been created by Birmingham 2022 to ensure the games leave a positive impact on people's daily lives. We will maintain momentum to ensure that, as well as the medalists, the real winners of the games are the people of Birmingham. We now have £73 million that's been spent building the new Sandwell Aquatic Centre, and of course, we've invested £72 million transforming Alexander Stadium in Perry Bar, our athletic stadium, which is now by far and away the best athletic stadium in the country. And nowhere better embodies the true impact and legacy of the Birmingham Commonwealth Games than Perry Bar, where the stadium is located. At that location, a huge £700 million has already been invested in new homes, transport infrastructure, public realm and other facilities. The Council's Perry Bar 2040 Master Plan will ensure that we deliver a bright and prosperous future for those who already live and work there, and for those who will call the improved Perry Bar their home in the years to come. The aim now is for our stadium to stage more major events, and I'm in Warsaw in Poland on Friday to pitch for the 2026 European Athletics Championships. If successful, we would become the first UK city to host these championships. So there's everything to play for and everything to gain from what we're doing in Poland at the end of the week. We have shown the world that Birmingham is a city that can put on a show to match anywhere in the world. And we also have now ambitions to stage the Invictus Games and be a host city for the UEFA Men's European Football Championships should the home nations be successful in attracting that event. In short, we want to build on this summer's success, and through our new major sports event strategy, we're aiming to be a global sporting city by 2032, bringing more events, more visitors, and an even greater spotlight to Birmingham, which in turn will mean more investment in jobs, homes, and opportunities for all our communities. As I mentioned earlier, shouting about our successes is not really the Birmingham way. But as we reflect on hosting a truly magnificent Commonwealth Games and look to building a lasting legacy, I hope that we can forget about our self-effaced immodesty once and for all. Because we've shown the world that this is a young, diverse and brilliantly creative city with lots and lots to shout about. And I believe our time is now. And I've no doubt that we will continue to be bold and be Birmingham and deliver a legacy that the whole of the city will be proud of. Thank you very much.
Hi, and it's a great pleasure to have you here today at Host City. Thank you so much for the inspiring speech. You were a key figure behind the Birmingham's decision to bid for the game. So what was your motivation for doing so?
I was fortunate enough to be invited to Manchester in 2002 for their edition of the Commonwealth Games. And all the time I was there, seeing how it was transforming Manchester, the one thought at the front of my mind was, why is Birmingham not doing this? And then, of course, when Glasgow became the host in 2014, I had the opportunity to visit Glasgow before, during and after the Games. And by then, of course, I was taking a lot more interest in how the Games could transform the city. And what I saw in Glasgow about the delivery of the event and the way that it was transforming East Glasgow absolutely convinced me that Birmingham had got to host the Commonwealth Games at some point, and came back from Glasgow, and we began preparing our bid the following year in 2015. So it was really Manchester, and Glasgow in particular, were real inspiration on our decision.
And what legacy do you think Birmingham has given to the Commonwealth Games movement? How do you see the Games developing from here?
Well, I think one of the challenges for the Commonwealth Games movement has always been the connection of the Games to empire and some of the negative connotations that go with that. One of the things we managed to do here in Birmingham is because we have such a youthful population and we have a hugely diverse population here in Birmingham, we have people who can trace their heritage back to all 172 nations and territories of the Commonwealth. So we managed to turn the event into a celebration of all of those countries and nations, rather than having any focus on more negative aspects of empire. And the fact that our people got behind all of the different countries that were competing really put the event onto a different level, and a celebration of different communities, different heritages, was what we were able to deliver to the Games. And I think that will transform the way they'll be seen in the future. And we managed to make some practical changes as well. So we didn't have a Games Village because the pandemic meant that we couldn't deliver one on time. So we've set up a model there of accommodation, I think, will be adopted both by the Commonwealth Games and indeed the Olympic Games going forward. So some practical changes, but also that transformational change of the image of the event itself.
Mm. Well, thank you so much. So we see how cities can transform events as well as events transforming cities. Thanks for that. Thank you for your story. And hopefully we'll see you again sometime soon at another host city event. Thanks again, Ian.